Loro sono Noah and the Whale, live at MAPS qui nei nostri studi. Thank you guys, beautiful song and very very well played and everybody is happy here. Ok, ringraziamo ovviamente Noah and the Whale. Qualche altra domanda, sono passati attraverso un certo numero di cambi di formazioni, volevo sapere se avevano raggiunto la stabilità oppure no. In the first years of your life, the band's life, you change a lot of members of the group, and so I was wondering if this is actually what you think the last director's cut about the, yeah, you know, talking about cinema.
I think we're still getting down to the still.
Are you going to fire someone right here, yeah, right now?
Actually, we've been trying for a while. Maybe this is the time to do
it. It's funny because we get asked this question. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, okay, I can. I mean,
we get asked this question quite a lot, but the truth is, for the last 2 years, it's always been the four of us, yeah, and it's really been sort of backing.
Yeah, okay. People have just come in and yeah, helped us out, but it's, yeah, I've never really thought of the band as being more than a four piece, I guess. That's
okay. So you got a badge of four piece and then some friends
and people come and sing with us, play horns with us or whatever, yeah.
Okay. So you had horns with the in the branch of the English tour.
No, this recent tour we've moved things in a slightly different direction. Doing a more kind of electric set. Just as a four piece.
Ok, allora, sì, dice effettivamente tutti gli chiedono di questo cambiamento, di questi cambiamenti nella band, ma è da un po' di tempo, insomma, che la band rimane una band a quattro e questa è la base che vogliono avere. Poi ci sono dei collaboratori, ma in ogni caso la formazione base rimane questa. Dopodiché gli ho chiesto anche appunto se avessero dei fiati anche con loro, ma adesso stanno girando in realtà in questa formazione a quattro con una base un pochino più elettrica. Volevo sapere qualcosa del loro disco e dei loro progetti futuri. You got two records out in the last months or last year? Yeah, oh, so, I mean, it was one record and one what?
The A-sides.
Well, we did
the A-sides,
it's,
yeah.
It's we did it in England. We had our album came out, and then we were put in the studio to record some B-sides, and we recorded a punk album while we were there.
I see.
Age concern. Yeah. Christmas.
But we've also recorded our second Noah and the Whale album recently, so yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, we've got a few in the bank.
Yeah, I see, so it's done.
Yeah, yeah, we just what we were talking about earlier, we're actually making a film to accompany the new album. So we're filming that when we get back to the UK, but then the project's complete, ready to go.
So it's going to be out like a DVD and a CD in a package?
Yeah, I think, and we're not sure how we do. I mean, we want the film, because it's, yeah, the film runs the full length of the album, and we'd like that to be shown in cinemas as well. So
Hopefully
you can go and watch the film in the cinema, but at some point we'll probably release it as a box set, CD, DVD.
Ok, allora sì, ci sono stati un po' di uscite in effetti, le vado a dire, perché è uscito un disco che si chiama Peaceful the World Lays Me Down e poi Noah and the Whale Presents the A-Sides, che sono usciti entrambi di recente, ma non è soltanto questo, mi dicono, perché hanno già registrato un altro album che però è ancora più visivo dell'altro. Mi spiego, nel senso che c'è anche qualcuno che sta girando un film e il film dura esattamente quanto il disco, quindi quello che loro vorrebbero addirittura far uscire questo film nei cinema, ma probabilmente insomma si accontenteranno di avere un box set con CD più DVD. As I also have don't worry, I mean it's rock and roll, it's okay. As I'm also very, very fond of cinema, I'm very curious about your tastes, and so is there any very 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 good film you've seen lately?
I've seen a lot of good films recently, actually, because there's the whole bunch came out. I thought of the recent run, The Wrestler was fantastic.
I see.
Milk was great. I saw Gran Torino recently, which I loved, but Tom absolutely hated.
Oh, we loved here,
yeah,
actually, Gran
Torino. Well, I loved it. I thought it was a brilliant film.
I see.
The best film's got to be Let the Right One In.
Oh, Let the Right One In, of course. We went to see, it's a Swedish film. We saw it in New York, actually, but it's about...
It was about young vampires.
Yeah,
yeah, we
but
loved it, yeah.
Oh, beautiful film. Like, it's, you know, it's so much like a coming-of-age story and whatever, you know, it's brilliant.
Ok, allora gli ho chiesto un pochino di gusti cinematografici, hanno effettivamente parlato di film che anche a noi piacciono molto, hanno citato Lasciami Entrare, hanno citato Gran Torino, anche se non è piaciuto a tutti, e hanno citato anche Milk e was Milk, Gran Torino and the
right
Swedish one.
Ok, and the rest of
them. Esatto, adesso volevo chiedere anche a loro un'altra cosa, visto che questo disco nuovo uscirà, insomma, molto basato su un film, ma la tentazione di fare delle colonne sonore, visto quest'amore per il cinema, c'è mai stata? As you are very very fond of cinema, did you ever have like the scratch the itch of making a soundtrack, a proper soundtrack?
Well, we've actually we've just been asked to do this. We've got six songs going on the soundtrack of this English film called The Scouting Book for Boys. It's a really great film. It's the director's first movie. He's done some successful short films before. But yeah, no, that's definitely something we'd like to do, and like even maybe, you know, kind of scoring, yeah, as well as having songs.
So the song were written properly for the movie?
No, he's basically selected six tracks of ours that he's, I think, mostly off the first album and a B-side as well.
Okay, you already know in which parts of the film, have you already seen the film?
We went to a screening of it, and it's a really great film, really. Hopefully they're launching it at Cannes.
I see.
This year, fingers crossed.
Oh, great. What is the title again?
So, The Scouting Book for Boys, it's called.
The Scouting Book for Boys. Mm. Ok. Questo titolo che ho detto è il nome del film in cui ci saranno sei canzoni di Noi and the Whale. Probabilmente il film uscirà a Cannes e questa è parte della risposta alla mia domanda se fossero mai stati tentati di fare una colonna sonora. La risposta a questa domanda precisamente è stata sì, ma ancora non è successo. Per il momento, insomma, ci accontentiamo di queste canzoni inserite nella colonna sonora e di conseguenza poi di questo nuovo disco. The last question before another song, and do you have a release date for the new album?
I think we've got a rough UK release date, but over here I'm not sure exactly.
The Peaceful World Lays Me Down comes out today.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I think our first album actually comes out today, so
okay,
it's
but
kind of a weird
probably
thing.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe next week, yeah.
For the second album.
Okay. We were saying it's going to make us look like we're really productive over here. Keep having albums.
You ain't got season albums, you get weekly albums. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Allora, gli ho chiesto se ci fosse una data di uscita per il secondo album, ma in realtà la data di uscita ufficiale in Europa per il loro primo album è oggi, e quindi probabilmente dicono il secondo album uscirà domani o al massimo la settimana prossima. Ok, if you're ready for the second and last song of your set, guys,
sure,
feel free to play it. What is the title?
It's called My Door Is Always Open.
Loro sono Noi and the Whale, live at MAPS.